Okay. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to walk inside, order your coffee, and ask for his number. You're going to walk inside, order your coffee, and ask for his number. It's not that hard. Just smile. No, fuck, not like that. Far, far too eager. Tone it back. Tone it back. All right. Better. Don't brush your hair out of your eyes. Not too much. Just a little. You don't want to look too put together. God damn it. It's just coffee. It's just a number. Why are you falling apart like this? Keep it together. Breathe. Breathe. Okay. So, on the count of three, you're going to open the door. One. Just put your hand on the door. Okay. Come on. Hand on the door. Hand on the door. Hand on the door. Two. Now, push the door open. Just push the door open. Good. Good. Now walk. Walk inside. Move. Move your legs. Baby steps. Oh, don't make so much noise. Jesus, your boots are squeaking. Slower. Slower. Yeah. Okay. Casual. Be casual. Be cool. Should I really have worn that Jurassic Park t-shirt today? Oh yeah, because that just screams sexy. Why don't I just slap a fucking sign on my forehead that says, "Hi, I'm awkward." Oh my God. Am I breathing too loud? I feel like everyone is staring at me. Please, please don't look at me. Don't look at me. Eyes front. Keep moving. Just get to the goddamn counter. Oh, fuck, he's right there. He sees me. What do I do? Is he smiling at me? Oh, oh no. Oh, no, don't. Oh, don't hide your face. What are you, fucking 12? Oh, I really hope that my septum isn't crooked. Please, God. Please tell me it isn't crooked. I don't need this. Not today. Jesus, he's looking at me again. Such a cute little grin. And those eyes. Fuck me. Okay. Focus. Focus. Let's just keep it simple. Small vanilla latte, two sugars. Small vanilla latte, two sugars. Now, say it. Just fucking say it. Yeah, hi. Can I have a small latte? Vanilla? Mm-hmm. Two sugars, thanks. Yes. Fucking nailed it. Okay, so when he gives you your receipt, I want you to say something. Something witty. Something so profound, he can't help but give you his number. So, did you know that latte actually means milk coffee? Jesus Christ, you did not just say that. You did not come all the way out here to bullshit about coffee. Oh, wait. He's smiling. He's talking. I really can't hear him, but God, do his lips look nice. Nice and full. And those little freckles at the corner of his mouth. I just want to. Hey, when do you get off? I mean, off of work. Not when do you get off? He's laughing. Fuck, he's laughing. Help me. I really can't handle this. Please stop smiling at me. Or else I'm going to... Wait. Did he just say 15 minutes? Dear God. He's touching me now. He's so soft. My hairs are standing on end. I think he can tell. And he's looking at me so intently. Such dark, brazen eyes. I can feel him bearing into me. Searching. Searching for what? What are you looking for? Please tell me. Oh no, don't pull away. Not yet. Please. Not yet. Just look at me a little longer. He's off now. I watch him as he clocks out. That same little grin grazing his lips as he looks up at me. His eyes are still dark, brazen, flashing. There's something hiding there. I can tell. He bit his lip. Fuck, he just bit his lip. I don't think I can move. He's coming over. I can hear his keys clinking. Fuck. He's moving fast. He's grabbing my hand now, pulling me up and behind him. I'm two steps behind. Three. Fuck, where are you taking me? He's moving so quickly. Tilting his head back every so often, as if to see I'm still there. His grip on my arm is tight, and I can feel it grow tighter with every step. It almost hurts. Oh. He's stopping. Why are you stopping? He's let go of my arm now, too. I can feel my skin give. And oh, does it give? He's looking at me again. But his face has changed. Brows raised, eyes half-lidded, smirking. Why are you smirking like that? His hand presses against my thighs, shifting between them, just enough to squeeze my mouth. He's strong, determined even. Are you going to squeeze every drop from me? His hands are listless, grasping, gripping. At every inch I have to offer. Tugging at my belt loops, I hear him moan, ever so slightly. It's deep. A breathy, guttural expulsion of pure need. He needs it. He needs me. Slowly rubbing his straining cock along the inside of my thighs. Arching his back to slide along the inseam of my jeans. I can feel myself throbbing now. Raising my hips to meet his every stroke. I'm so wet. The sticky, sweet juices pooling between my thighs. My jeans, at this point, have grown incredibly restrictive. I want them off. Now. Meeting his eyes, I find myself starting to beg. Plead. Please, just touch me. He grasps my shoulders and turns me to face the fading brick wall of the coffee shop, spreading his hand across the center of my back. He pushes hard, hard enough to where my face grazes the concrete. In a moment, I am naked, arms braced against the wall. Jeans around my ankles, open and waiting. I tremble as he slides, first his finger, then his tongue, from the bottom of my aching slit to the top of my ass. He is slow, deliberate, but hungry. His mouth is wet, sweet saliva so thick and hot against my skin, stringing against the cleft of my ass. Gripping my hips, I feel him slip his tongue inside, gently at first, as if testing me, teasing me. Oh, how he teases me. Undulating his tongue along my mound, sucking and kissing, the warmth of his breath forcing me to, even in midsummer's heat, quiver. He presses his tongue farther inside, encouraged by my body's open betrayal. He is confident, languid, even. Spreading my ass open more and more with each passing moment. I can feel his chin jut against the inside of my thighs as he eats, devouring my tender, dripping hole with endless tenacity, sucking, slurping, grunting, growling. He growls for me, just once. As he pulls his belt loose and hurriedly unzips his fly. In that instant, I feel it. All of him. Aching, throbbing, fuck of man grinding into me. He is slick, dragging the tip of his cock, pre-cum and all, into my juices and his own saliva. He growls again, this time, directly into my ear, as he presses his cock into my pussy. He fucks me, wide open. I can hear myself moaning, loud and wanton, a cat in heat, as he takes me up against the wall of the coffee shop. My face is digging into the bricks. It stings. Oh, God, it stings. But I can't say a word. My mouth is broken. And I start to slur. Jesus, fuck. Take my fucking pussy. His hand, soaked in my own wetness, makes its way into my mouth. I am sucking now. driving the length of my tongue over his nails, his knuckles, mewing and crying with every thrust. The other hand, in its strength, snakes around my throat. He squeezes my windpipe, his fingers digging up and in. I feel my eyes roll back as my breath catches in my mouth. I can't fucking breathe. He is ruthless, pressing his face into the curve of my neck. I can hear him breathe, a heavy mixture of moans and sighs as he pulls my head backward with every thrust, as if to bend me, as if to break me. Please, please bring me. He does, over and over again, until I am empty and heaving, barely able to stand, let alone continue to brace myself against the building. I can tell that he's ready by the way he buries his face into my shoulder, biting, snapping, whimpering. Do it. Come. Fucking come inside of me. I want to feel it. I need to feel it. Oh, give it to me now. In that moment, he loses all sense of self-control. With one forceful buck of his hips, he is coming. A burning, burgeoning release that forces his knees to buckle and his hand to slip from my throat. Gripping the back of my hair, he turns my face to look directly into his eyes. Still dark. Still brazen. He flashes another grin. So, can I have your number?